Among the saints commemorated this day, St. Cyrus and John, the unmercenary saints and miracle workers. These charitable and glorious saints were not blood brothers, but were brothers in the spirit. At first, Cyrus lived in Alexandria, and as a physician, he healed people by the power of Christ and by his knowledge of medicine. Learning that sickness mostly befalls man because of sin, St. Cyrus always directed the sick to purify their souls from sin through repentance and prayer, and thereby restore health to the body. When Diocletian's persecution against Christians began, Cyrus withdrew to Arabia, where he received the monastic tonsure. He became as famous in Arabia as he was in Alexandria, so the people there also resorted to him for assistance. Hearing about Cyrus, John, then a Roman officer in Edessa, came to Arabia to see him. Upon meeting, they loved one another as a brother loves a brother, and remained together to live a life of asceticism. At that time, a certain Christian woman named Anastasia, together with her three daughters, was tortured by the persecutors in the town of Canopus. Hearing of this, Cyrus and John came to Canopus to encourage the mother and her daughters not to abandon the faith. And truly, thanks to the counsel of these saints, Anastasia endured all tortures and with her daughters was martyred for Christ. The daughters of Anastasia were named St. Theoctista, age 15, St. Theodota, age 13, and St. Eudocia, age 11. The tormentors then captured Cyrus and John, who, after imprisonment and torture, were beheaded in the year 311 AD. Numerous miracles were wrought by these martyrs, both during their lives and after their deaths. Their relics were translated to Rome during the reign of Emperor Arcadius. These saints are invoked for assistance during the blessing of water, in the sacrament of Holy Unction, and especially by those suffering from insomnia. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.